A Leadership Learning Moment, What's Your K-Cup Coffee Leadership Style? By Michael Holland. This morning, I brewed a fresh cup of coffee on our Keurig brewer, as I've done many times before. As I watched the coffee trickle into my cup, I began to think about the many different flavors of coffee that are available. In many offices today, you have access to these single-shot coffee brewers and the attitude-adjusting properties of the various flavors. For example, what mood might Emerald's Big Easy Bold inspire? As a leader, you should be thinking about adjusting your attitude slash persona perspective every time you prepare to meet with an employee or attend a meeting. Next time you're grabbing a K-cup, stop and think about the flavors below and how your choice could magically impact your attitude and leadership approach. Breakfast blend. Getting business done, having consistent conversations in meetings and with employees. Perfect for that morning huddle or weekly staff meeting. French vanilla. Pull back to escape a bit of the crazy day. See the warmer side of situations and employee interactions. Great for those weekly feedback sessions. Dark magic. Extra bold. Turn up the volume. Your 1:30 p.m. post-food coma. Wake-up call before you start work on next year's budget. Or, as you prepare for the reviewing, the 1-in-27 slide onboarding PowerPoint deck. HR wants you to review. Chocolate glazed donut. It's your Friday mid-morning prep for the brainstorming meeting on creative staffing solutions. Or the late afternoon cup of joe to bring along in your one-on-one walking update meeting outside with an employee. Decaf French roast. Slow down. You're moving too fast for your team. Gain the deep, rich taste for deep, rich thoughts without the overstimulation and eye-twitching caffeine high that scares your employees away. Coffee flavors and strengths can help to temporarily adjust the chemical reactions in your body and thus help you to adjust your attitude. But the real change comes from your thinking ahead to what type of attitude, persona, or perspective you'll need to adopt. The coffee is simply a routine to help the behavior be a bit more sticky in your life. Coaching thoughts for you and your peers. 1. Which coffee flavor fits with your natural style? Are you more of a dark magic extra bold or a decaf French roast? What about your employees? If your styles don't match, you might want to think about trying a different flavor when you interact with them. 2. We act differently around different people. You know, to some extent, that comes naturally. Think back over the past week. What are some times when you could have used that extra boost? Were there certain situations, individuals that needed less caffeine than others? And 3. Choosing different coffee flavors depending on the situation you are facing serves as a concrete, and admit it, fun, reminder that you can't use the same attitude with every person. What are some other areas where you could use a similar reminder? Take a few moments to brainstorm for solutions, grounded in concrete positive actions, like the coffee flavor one, to those personal items you've reflected upon. Thank you for listening to this Leadership Learning Moment. To learn more about how to lead well, visit our website at bishophouse.com.